Coming up on Gamers Riot, Nintendo has made their announcement, but has Gamers Riot made up their minds about the Wii U? This and more on Gamers Riot. Hey, welcome back to another episode of GR Podcast. I am the Papa.
Who else is here?
You.
I'm here.
The Zach Hammer is
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I think it's funny that they call you Zach Hammer every single time now.
Oh, yeah.
He's just, no, that's his name now.
Yeah.
That's your name? Yeah. It's become your name?
That yeah. It's become my name.
It's become who you are.
I don't.
Actually, it was Xander. I went back to the Twitter account, and Xander Kane had a name for Brandon. And last episode, I totally forgot it was. It's Beast Mode Brandon. I don't know why.
No, I don't like that. I liked the Brand Muffin.
Well, before we get into anything, I'm Jeff, and that's
Brand Muffin?
Matt over there.
Matty Treats. Hi. Yeah, I think the Brand Muffin would be a good name for him.
We like
why?
The Brander.
I don't understand. Why Muffin? Like what?
Brand Muffin?
A Brand Muffin.
So he's healthy?
He'll keep you regular.
I don't know.
He'll be a regular.
And whenever he like shows up on the podcast, you have to play that Teo Cruz song. I'm wearing all my favorite brands. That would be like his intro song.
We should not do that.
We stopped at a Sunoco, and what did I find? A stuffed baguette.
Like a Philly cheesesteak. He's like, look at this. It's a baguette. He almost bought it. He was almost a consumer whore.
I was like, stuffed baguette.
We also found two hard-cooked eggs for $1.
Oh, yeah. Why do they sell hard-boiled eggs?
Because it's a trucker stop.
I mean, what truckers are like, boy, I could go for some hard-boiled eggs right about now.
They got good stuff there.
Seriously.
I wouldn't buy it, but...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would never buy it, but I'm glad that I have the option to buy it.
That doesn't even make any sense.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying that those eggs will never sell, but just in case.
Just in case. You never know.
Nothing says fresh like gas station eggs.
Yeah.
You can't even throw them at people's houses.
It's fresh.
Because they don't explode. They just kind of bounce.
They're not even like deviled eggs.
Rubber.
They're just hard
boiled
eggs.
Right. That's weird. I guess you could get them if you want to make an egg salad sandwich.
Yeah, but who's good? Then you get. Do they sell the other ingredients for the egg salad
probably
sandwich?
Probably not. No.
Maybe you could probably get it for free.
Why not just sell egg salad sandwiches? Which I think they do.
They just give you a baguette. Like, what am I supposed to do this? I don't know. Make something of it.
Which is a fast track?
Here's some hard boiled eggs.
This is a fast track?
Yeah.
Fast tracks are like little like cafeterias now.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Actually, you'd be surprised if you could find a fast track for food.
Yeah.
It's surprising.
Yeah.
Is it good? Papa?
Chicken salad sandwiches.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Why do they always put celery in that shit? Does anybody really like celery?
All of their stuff is like crappy wraps.
Actually, isn't celery like that gas station? Intestinal tract,
well, I don't know, but I just
it's
don't
just pure,
want that
like,
crunch.
Well, I guess celery is just pure like water, right? I mean, pretty
it's
much.
A, yeah, it's so a
I
just,
I heard
you burn more calories eating it than
correct.
You do taking it in, right?
Yeah, that's I mean, just
something like that.
That's why people put.
Anyway, let's talk.
That's why you put ants on a log.
It's so good though. Back in the day.
Raisins.
There was nothing good about that then. Then teachers lied. They gave it to you during like your lunch hour. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's snack time, and like
you got a lunch hour. Okay,
or whatever break time.
Were you working at a Nike factory? You gotta punch the clock. Like,
I work at a
That lunch hour today. How's work treating you? I'm glad I got this kindergarten lunch hour.
Got my Lunchables ready to go.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Anyway,
you gotta put your Mario lunch pail away.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. That's a good transition right there.
That was great.
The worst move Nintendo's ever made.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess what we're doing here is this is our Wii U. They just had the big press conference. This is our reaction show.
Yeah. It's just going to be
us. What is that?
It's just going to be us farting through the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm going to play devil's advocate. I will take the position of the guy who thinks Wii U will do well. So, you guys can hate all you want.
All right, that's good.
No, I mean, I have pros and cons. I don't fully hate it. Like
you just called it the worst thing that Nintendo's ever made.
Because they're repeating the GameCube. That's why.
Okay. Well, I guess we should start.
So it's not the worst. It's tied. All right.
With just start off with the basics here. Of course, if you guys haven't heard, Wii U is coming out November 18th, which is the Sunday before
November
Black Friday.
30th in UK, I think.
Yeah. It's the Sunday before Black Friday here in the busiest shopping.
So does that mean on Black Friday they're going to drop the price?
Drop the price $50.
You can only hope.
That would be awesome.
You can get it for $49.99 if you wake up at 2
Can you imagine? You bought that 2 days ago for $300 and now it's $200.
That would be Best Buy's crazy enough to do it.
Everyone's crazy enough to do it.
There's only two.
What I'm okay with is the fact that they have two SKUs. They have a white version for $299 and a whatever the fuck it is.
Collector's edition.
For three, it's not a collector's edition. It's just... It's
the deluxe edition.
Yeah, which basically, hey, here's all the shit you do need if you want the full experience. Here's just the console and
now, isn't it you that always complains that they should give you all the shit that you need up front?
Like, well, what do you mean by shit that you need? My understanding
for a full experience.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know enough about this. I'm going to learn along with you guys on some of this stuff. But I understand that the $250 version comes with the pad and the system.
It's
$299 and $350. Okay. $300 version doesn't have a game.
No, it doesn't
have an HDMI cord.
It doesn't even have the cord to charge the fucking tablet.
No, it doesn't.
It's on the box.
I'm pretty sure the $299 comes with your tablet, your game controller,
the AC adapter for the actual system.
It comes with both AC adapters.
So wait, it comes with a game controller and a pad?
No, it just comes with the pad.
Okay, the pad.
The game controller. And that's one of the things I'll get to. But it comes with the system, the game pad, the AC adapters, an HDMI cable, and that's it.
But when you pay $350, you get Nintendo Land bundled in,
which is like Wii Sports,
and that's it.
And it's 32 gigs. And they give you stands for the console and that. The only thing I don't understand about the whole thing.
So what is it used before?
You got to make a little wooden box like in that demo they showed at E3.
Just put it on top of the cardboard.
At the demo they showed at E3, they showed him like putting on like his TV stand with a little stand thing is, and the camera was at a certain position so you can do like Skype calls, whatever.
So there's two versions, there's two packages to get, the main difference being a stand in Nintendo Land for an extra $50.
Yeah.
So it's either $300
and extra 20, space.
24
which
gigs.
Is anybody
and one's white, one's black.
Yeah, the black one's $350, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you can't get the small jam?
No.
You also can't get a second controller for it.
No.
They do not sell the controller by itself. That's actually a smart move by them, though.
So the charge cable for the actual tablets in the $299 one?
Yeah.
Why would you get both AC adapters?
You have to. So the one thing I don't understand about the packaging just is I never owned a Wii. How many in here have owned a Wii?
I'm raising my hand.
Okay.
Well, yeah, when your girls play it.
So 25% of us have owned a Wii. If I wanted to buy the Wii U, I have to go out and buy the Wiimote separate. Like, why not package one Wiimote in there?
Because
the Wiimotes you're still going to use for
like
the
you
system.
Get a, like, yeah.
That
get
was
the,
one of the selling points, which I think is a great idea, is you don't have to buy new controllers. You can use all your old controllers.
Yeah, that's why
they want you to buy
the Wii U Deluxe, because it comes with a sensor bar.
Yes.
The sensor bar is for your old Wii controllers.
So the Wii U Deluxe is the only one that comes with a sensor bar that will operate Wii U.
Correct.
With the Wii controllers, the wands.
From the original Wii U, right.
So basically, okay.
So basically, you got to buy the premium.
This is an interesting predicament.
You know what it feels like? It feels like the white ones were the ones they had made prior to like E3, whatever. And then they had this other package. And I think they had all these other ones made and packaged. Like, oh, fuck, we kind of fucked up. So what do? We'll make the black one. We put all this other stuff in it. And we have it as two separate packages.
Who do they expect to buy this system?
I think it's just casual is what they're going for.
And it's funny because their demo reel was anything but casual.
See, this is just
their
just
demo
silly.
Reel was basically they showed you fucking they had people from Black Ops 2 coming out there showing how the game works and everything. They had fucking teaser trailer for Bayonetta 2, which is exclusive. That's gonna just sell systems off the shelf, I tell you.
I thought that was
their coolest reveal was the Bayonetta.
That was
2.
Cool that there's another Bayonetta, but it's not cool that it's on a system that no one's gonna adopt just to buy that game. So that's that kind of fucked that franchise.
Right.
That game,
I don't care if they're going away for Nintendo, though.
Yeah, but you have to understand that the game itself has been exclusive? Somewhat established. It's only sold globally because it's like a niche market. 1.2 million. That's it. Globally. And that was on something that was on PS3 and 360. Then you're taking that market and you're shrinking it.
Yeah,
on
but,
something that, you know what I mean? That you have but, to buy a okay. new system just to play that game.
Okay, but one of the things, though, with the Bayonetta 2, though, and Nintendo having that be a smart move for Nintendo, we always say PlayStation 3 is better than Xbox because of the exclusives. Well, now Nintendo's like, well, they're getting third-party exclusives.
Yeah,
this
but it's two.
Yeah, but that's, that is a big deal, though. I think that's right.
It's a big deal, though. It's that partnership.
They may brand it as their Devil May Cry, maybe.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Or the idea that Nintendo has a third-party developer that's willing to stand in their corner
that's
and go,
two games,
we'll make...
yeah, because Platinum's making the Wonderful 101.
Yeah, and the Wonderful 101.
Which does
a
great,
awesome,
by the way.
Awesome.
That's Project P1000?
Yeah, it's Project P1000.
What's it called?
The Wonderful 101.
See, that game interests me. When I saw that, it looked good.
That looked really cool.
Tank kind of looked cool. Then I found out that it was just a reskinned version of the arcade game that's 3 years old.
Yeah.
I think I have an answer, by the way, for a question that Cheeks asked just a few minutes ago. Or was it Zach? It might have been Zach. Who's buying this, right? The two SKUs to me, I think, are really smart. Because, as Cheeks mentioned, it's like anything but casual what they showed during their press conference.
For game releases, yeah.
For me, I don't have much use for Nintendo Land. I kind of was... before this reveal, I was like, I definitely don't want that game.
Right.
So now I have the option of not having to have it. Mm. I also have the option of getting a Nintendo Wii U system. You know what it's like? It's like the 350 version is like, well, I guess it doesn't make much sense. But I mean, the Wii U 350 version is kind of like if you want the best of like everything that Nintendo has, the Waggle and then the Wii U
pad. That's why I was okay
but if you're
with
like
them having
me,
two SKUs.
Right. If you're like me who want to get in on Project P1000 and you want to get it on Bayonetta 2, you can save yourself $50 because I'm not interested in having Wiimotes. I'm interested in having a game controller.
Yeah, but who knows if those games will need like the Wiimote to...
I don't think they... Here's the thing. I would be surprised if they absolutely require Waggle controls because it seems like Nintendo has put a line in the sand saying that what you need for this system is this gamepad. You can play other stuff. We'll have other options for you. But, and like Cheek said, the reveals that were happening were all geared toward more, like, you know, traditional video gamers.
Yeah, I was a little...
I don't have to play Bayonetta 2 with a Waggle control. Yeah. I want to play it with a damn controller.
The only thing with that, though, is, like, without having the Wiimotes, you won't be able to play, like, couch co-op, if you ever do.
There's going to be actual pro controllers.
Yeah,
that
but
you can
they're
buy,
not selling
like any other system.
Because like Zach said, they're not selling the actual gamepad on its own when it first comes out.
Yeah.
That makes sense though, because
they are taking pre-orders for the Xbox 360 like controller.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're talking about couch co-op for a game that's not Wii Tennis, then you do have the option.
But a lot of
other
games are going to have some kind of point of motion control, like Wonderful 101 is going to have some kind of motion to it.
I mean, we don't really know. It's just speculation.
You can just tell by looking at it.
How?
Just the way the movements are and shit like that. And just even Zombie U and stuff like that.
Well, Zombie U definitely, because you're using Zombie U looks
but
awesome.
But they want you to use the pad first and foremost for these games.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Right? I am not...
You get that.
Be right, but what about if you want to play the whole thing with the Wii?
I'm not going to spend $350 to play three games that I wouldn't be able to play.
But that's... To be fair, though, that's how you feel with any console launch. I'm not buying the PS4 the day it comes out.
But that's
out
what I'm saying. It's got 50 games. 43 of them or whatever are just ports from the Xbox
PS3
that I've already
and
played.
And admittedly, that's weak.
I think those were the two biggest faults from them. One,
and did you see that Pikmin is not going to be a launch title?
It technically is.
Oh, from their December to March projection, but
they call it their launch window.
No, to me, launch is when the system releases.
Right.
Launch window is from when the system is released to March 31st.
It's like shipping like
March
7
31st.
Million units or something like that. The projection is to ship at least 7 million units.
And now, has anybody heard if it's backwards compatible?
It's backwards compatible with the Wii.
With Wii.
Yeah, that's why they have the Wii Sensor Bar. All
right,
but
cool.
The one thing, too, is they've only announced that there's going to be two launch titles right now.
Which are?
Nintendo Land Super Mario Brothers U,
which looks like crap.
Which then actually kind of defeats the purpose of buying the cheaper console because if there's only two games launching
so far.
Why not get one of them first party? All the other games going to be third party.
They said there's going to be 50 games by their launch window, so there'll be 50 games. They're guaranteeing 50 games.
Almost all of them are just ports. Like
you
Dark
want the
Series
list
2,
of the 50
like,
games real quick?
They're all there. They have them up online.
I think Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2013. Rapala Pro Bass Fishing. Oh yeah.
No, you know what game though?
I think the porting the games is a bad move on Nintendo's part. I think it should focus on what it was trying to show at that press conference, the idea that it can get third-party developers to create exclusives for it.
Well,
that's what sells systems. That's what sells PS3.
But I think this is where they shot themselves in the foot, and the GameCube era is actually a lot of games they didn't have, and that's what kind of hurt them a little bit in terms of
Nintendo.
So,
though,
but I think they're trying to please like everybody in the crowd. So they're like,
they should have had a Zelda game,
right?
Coming out
the gate. And the fact that they have Assassin's Creed 3 actually is kind of cool because really Assassin's Creed 3 comes out October 30th. Guys can wait 2 weeks. They can save and just get it on the Wii U, which may be the better looking version. Maybe.
All right, so explain this. Ubisoft is all in on the Wii U too.
Yeah. Well, they love
got like six games.
Well, because they have a big partnership with Nintendo. Regardless, I mean, look at the Rayman series. You know what I mean? Rayman Legends. Actually, I heard the best version is going to be on the Wii U.
All right, now explain this to me. Yeah, so Rayman you have a tablet that you hold, and then there's another box like a Wii that hooks up to your television, like a console.
Yeah.
The tablet that you hold is the controller,
and
it has pictures on it that coincide with the game.
Or if someone's using your television at the moment, you can play a game on your tablet.
Really? They showed
the same game that you're playing, you just on a smaller screen.
Yeah, they showed like the guy with the pro controller for Black Ops 2, guy with the pro controller playing on the TV, with the tablet, that's his own screen. So they're playing
a
multiplayer game.
And everything.
Yeah. So they're not playing split screen, they're playing
they can
small
play
screen,
split screen,
big
but,
screen.
Right,
but
yeah, it's small and big.
I mean,
interesting, but here's the thing.
You're not getting Call of Duty people to be buying that on the Wii U.
Call of Duty is probably the only reason they made that pro controller, too.
It's interesting.
They were like, we'll
just play other games.
Bayonetta 2.
But I'm saying, though, why them saying, well, because a lot of developers probably weren't like, well, I don't want to do motion control. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that.
Right.
If you guys make an actual pro controller.
Also,
you know.
I will say the biggest reveal actually I may be a late adopter to the system because I'll wait till like there's a bunch of great games out. But when they said they're going to have Dragon Quest X and fucking Monster Hunter you get to play with everyone
that's
Monster
on
3DS.
Too, if you buy Monster Hunter, you get the beta for Dragon Quest X.
Yeah.
I think there's more hope to this than maybe you guys think.
Right, but it just feels like the GameCube launch all over again in my eyes.
And
here's the thing for me. When I play a game, I want to be immersed in it. I don't want to have to look at my lap. When was the last time you looked at your controller while you were playing a game?
It's not
going to be able to get into the whole story of whatever game I'm playing by looking at some secondary thing.
Now,
I mean, that's
you're thinking your focus, like when you're focused, your eyes are focused on the screen. When you're playing a game like Darksiders or Zelda, all your inventory stuff is on that screen.
And that's interesting, but I still have to stop what I'm doing on the screen to bring up my inventory.
No, you don't.
No, I'm saying I can't play and look at the screen and beat up tons of
dudes. You don't have to hit start. You don't have to go to a different menu. It's
you still
got to right
pause it.
All right, you know, zombies,
no, you don't.
I know you don't have to, but you're gonna be in a boss battle. And
actually,
you're just
my understanding of
some stuff.
You can't.
My understanding of Zombie U is to actually increase the tension.
Yeah, zombie,
the idea is to look down.
Zombie U.
So
that you look back up.
Look in your inventory.
Right.
And oh god, a zombie.
Interesting.
Think of it this way, right?
The Zombie U is. Your tablet acts as your backpack, so if you got to pull something out, you have to go into it, and you got to look at your tablet like, ooh, I want the rope or something like this.
Right.
But you can't pause the game. So zombies are coming at you, but you got to go down quick and try to get this to shoot the zombie and choke it.
Here's a good example. Really cool. I picked up Resident Evil 5 last week because I'm a late comer to the Resident Evil series, and it's $20, so I was like, why not? I just needed a game to play. I hadn't anything to play. And they make it's you know survival horror, although it's not really
there's not really much
scary
horror in the game. Yeah.
But they make the tension builds in that game, but the fact that you can't of course run and shoot, it's a little wonky and clunky for a purpose because it's supposed to make you feel tense. Same thing with this Wii U Zombie U game where it's like look down but do it quick because there's zombies coming after
you.
Right.
It's just a way. This is another gamble on Nintendo's part.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? The last gamble paid off. They were the first ones to be like, you know what?
It
we're
paid
make
off,
you wave
but,
around.
But quickly. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a payoff that has lasted like the 360 and the PS3 has.
No, it hasn't. It
they
hasn't.
Haven't, they didn't
yeah,
grow
Nintendo,
upon their
because
initial...
Because when they go to the core hardcore, they fail.
But
they
I think all gamers have to be aware that Nintendo is the other game company. You know what I mean?
It's
the other game company.
I don't think that we're at a place in time right now. I don't think that really has any bearing for the most part. They're
I
all
think it's
the,
a breath of fresh air. I mean,
it
you,
could
you,
be, but I'm just I don't
they,
I don't see
they,
a
they
lot
rely
of
too
offerings.
Much on just the nostalgia of their first party titles, and I think that's gotten to a point where people are like, okay, you got Mario. Well, I'll just go over and play Uncharted. And then when I'm bored with a single player, I can just go on and play a Horde mode mm-hmm. with my friends online with party chat or something like that.
They've created timeless video game characters.
Yeah, right. I understand that. But you can't just base your company off that model. Right.
But they have. And it's been successful.
But it hasn't been as successful.
Yeah, the most selling game is Wii Sports.
I'll tell you what, though.
Well, that's as far as it's a bundle.
Wii Sports Resort.
I got to stop all of you right now because I understand what feelings are, but I do know that of all of the companies that make video games, Nintendo is way in the black. They're not in the red. They're way in the black. Sony's losing money. Microsoft's trying to figure out ways to make money. Well, Microsoft's healthy. But I'll tell you what. Look up the financials. Nintendo
is deep
in the black. They make tons of money.
Right, but they
don't. This concept that people are tired, I mean, I can understand how...
But they also took...
I can understand how you are tired or a gamer could be tired, but I'll tell you what, the mass public in general that buys this shit, they're not tired.
You know,
and they're waiting for the next Nintendo thing.
Nintendo is like kids, too. You know, like... Mario for us was great when we were kids. Well, you know what? Mario, you're not going to let your son play Uncharted. You're going to let him play Mario, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or I can let him play Ratchet and Clank, or I can let him play Little Big Planet.
Give a PlayStation controller and be like, here you go, play Ratchet and Clank. Level this gun up.
My 5-year-old was playing Assassin's Creed one day. It was hilarious. We kept switching
That bitch got stabbed.
It was hilarious.
Yo, stab that guy in
She'd
the
be like, Dad, go run up that building. I'm like, here, you do it. And she'd bloop, bloop, bloop. She'd clamber right up.
That's awesome.
It was great. And then she'd fall and she'd be like, ah, I died. It's your turn. I'm like, yeah, she understands the whole death method.
She
too.
Understands.
But if you
puff,
die,
puff, pass.
You pass it on.
It's puff, puff, pass.
That's
puff,
not the puff, same. Pass. That's not the same.
But I mean, all I meant by Nintendo's the other game company is that they're like the sunshiny portion of gaming, right? You've got the Zelda and the Mario and bleep, 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 and all the fun noises, and they're a handheld company, and their handhands are fun. And there's a place for that in the market.
I think it's not for us. I think it's for...
It might not be. I mean,
I
it's
think
not for
it's
you.
For under teen.
I think it's more for casual people and
grandparents
for the kids,
really. That play with the kids.
I
yeah.
really think so. And yeah. I think, too, Nintendo, if they're smart, like for a handheld market, because we always say handhelds are dead and stuff like this, it's not... if like the DS sold how many? 150 million or something like that,
right.
Just by selling them to kids, really.
But the decline is showing you right now on the sales for handhelds. It's a steep, steep decline.
But at the same time, they sold 150 million of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe it's on the decline now because everyone has one.
Right.
I mean, that's 150
yeah, and I think
million.
That's probably what happened.
Right. I'm not
with
saying
the Wii
like too. I think like their handhelds have been the most successful. Out of like, compared to their consoles, I think their console, because at least for the handhelds, like people for the most part knew what they were getting.
Right.
They know what's going in there, and I think for this, Nintendo just has confusion written all over them.
I can see that. I can see how people would be like, "What are they doing?" I mean that, but
no,
I think
they have confusion all over their just like they had with the GameCube. The GameCube had at the last end of its life cycle had this great spew of amazing titles and games, but by that time their identity crisis had already put them in the hole. But because the Game Boy Advance was so freaking huge, and at that mm-hmm. time they had just released the DS, they rode that all the way to the Wii launch, and it, you know, and then the Wii launch.
Too, they have a lot of steam built up all over the Wii. They have an install base on the Wii that's huge. They might not get the whole thing back, but even if they get a fraction of it back, they still have a very successful launch. You know what I mean?
I mean,
the
I think the
Wii brand
is
well developed.
Yeah, the system's going to sell. I just think that in terms of
software, monetarily makes it a success. Then
yeah, I don't know if it's going to sell at that price level. Though.
It'll sell.
Great, great point though. Isn't it cheap though for a new system?
Yes, it is.
It's 300.
Yeah. Think of how much the 360 was.
Granted, it's cheap for a new system, but look at the power versus. You know
and
what
the
I mean?
Games are $60,
I get 8
by
gigs.
The way. They're not 50.
Eight gigs for $300.
You probably don't need a lot of games. A lot of these games probably aren't going to require you to do.
Granted, but still, but the
PS3,
applications
dude,
that
PS3,
come along with
PS3
it.
PS3 games are like huge on Blu-rays. You telling me the Assassin's Creed 3 version's
not? I'm talking about Nintendo games. I'm not talking about. I
okay,
think
Assassin's
Nintendo,
Creed on the Nintendo.
But I think what it is,
I think your Nintendo games are going to play off the disc. You're not going to have to.
I think that's
which
gonna be
is
the
not
same
as
way
good.
With majority of their games. Because what I've read is it's a 25 gig DVD. It's like a dual layer DVD.
It's like a Blu-ray.
It's not a Blu-ray though. It's an actual runs in terms of speed. It runs at like a DVD speed. Something about the GameCube is that they used mini discs, and that shit ran fast. It was like one of the fastest loading systems.
They also didn't have a lot to them. You know what I mean? So it could run fast.
Well, no, the games were really fucking crazy looking. Like, Resident Evil 5 looked amazing.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is I just got a PS3, 320 gigs.
I know, right, nasty.
With the game,
yep,
for $300.
Yep.
Same price.
Yeah.
320 gigs and versus they're
showing,
8 gigs?
But also, they're showing this.
8 gigs is unheard
Nintendo
of nowadays.
Nintendo TV, and then the way that they're handling, like, downloadable content is just weird. You buy stuff and then you get these points. You can use those points to redeem stuff. Like,
right.
It seems like a half baked idea.
Now, nobody also here has touched upon the media applications of the
or online, which I think we need to do.
Right.
But let me say one point, because I was thinking what Zach was just saying about how you can buy now a 300 plus gig PS3 for
and you
like
can buy 8 gigs worth of memory on an SD card for like
$4. Can this thing have a hard drive attached to it?
Yeah, you can. That's why they did it. That's why they kept it cheap. It's got two USBs in the front and two in the back.
So you can actually
just hook up your external and you use that as your storage for
still,
your games.
Still, 8 gigs for $300.
But you know what? Here's my analogy for you, Zach, is that I think of PlayStation, like when we were kids playing with toys and stuff, I think of PlayStation Xbox is like playing laser tag. Remember laser tag?
Mm-hmm. Those I old love laser tag.
Yeah. Nintendo's the equivalent of like, all right, if PS3 and Xbox are laser tag, Nintendo's like a cheap wiffle ball set. You can still have fun with that, but it's like, oh, look, the old ball and bat. You just kind of swing it and have fun. Like, it's like they've always been lower.
But here's the thing.
Key lately.
If you have laser tag booth set up and you have a wiffle ball booth set up, which one do you think you're going to want to play?
I think it depends
you're
on
gonna
it.
Say, fuck I wiffle
think
bat.
I would play wiffle ball.
I think it
I
depends
like
on the day.
Really?
I think it depends on the day.
Would,
if it's raining
play
if
the
it's
shit
raining
out of laser tag.
If it's raining outside and you want to stay inside with your friends and play laser tag, that's fun to play. But if it's a beautiful day outside and mom's made lemonade, you're like, I want to play some wiffle ball with my friends. I think Nintendo is a palette. It's a taste. It is a, like, I can see
it's
myself playing their
wine.
Quirky games. I can
see
myself
not
playing
a, I'm
their
not a big
games.
Fan of
I
the,
just
the,
want
the quirky
games.
I love quirky
I do,
games,
I like them.
But I think, like, they haven't moved far enough and taken that to another level. Like,
let's say I have 30 hours a week to game. What am I going to want to play? The Uncharted's? Or beep boop, I jump and grab mushrooms and look at something that's
no,
not...
No, Mario, I will admit, I'll kind of
personally,
say
it depends on my mood. To be honest with you.
I think I'd rather play something that's fully immersive, open world,
he's playing,
stuff
right now
like
he's
that.
Playing Scott Pilgrim. That's
yeah, oh, no, I know. Mario, yeah, and he's
right.
loving it.
I just think,
I personally, I couldn't,
that
I
they
couldn't
could do
that.
With their properties, and they don't do. They keep it like they have a certain.
Well, I think they're a little late to the HD game, too.
Yeah, they're
to
way late. And, well, I think.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing.
That's the thing.
Is it too late? For them showing
I
mean, up.
I feel like the Wii U is going to be an in-between system. It's a system
Definitely.
That gets you ready for the big boys. And I think that that's basically what it's going to be. I mean, I think right. it's going to sell. I mean, it's smart.
Now, is anybody looking to pick one up?
I am considering picking one up during the first price drop, which analysts say may happen in
March, April, yeah.
Wow. I mean, so
I really
if it's,
don't see it happening that soon.
Yeah. Because it will sell. The 3DS, why they did the 3DS,
sell
3DS
out
didn't sell at all.
Through Christmas right. and yeah. probably through that first time, so why?
Yeah, but that first quarter is going to hammer them. Once they sell the initials, I don't know they're going to sell after.
Yeah, I think
for
they
like
will.
3 months.
Because after, that's when their games
I don't
start
think
coming
they're gonna
out.
Get, yeah. I don't think they're going to get great reviews off it.
Well, it seems like the game, you know, check me if I'm wrong on this one, but it seems like game journalists are not so bullish on the Wii U. It sounds like no one's impressed.
No, right. It's not. It's like
at least in the gaming journalism world, which is a screwed up place anyway, because half these guys don't know what the hell they're talking
oh,
about.
Oh, come on, don't go there.
It is true.
Some of them do know what they're talking about.
Some of them, I said that's why I said half. Honestly, dude. I mean, I think half the game journalists
I don't
there
know what
the
I'm
hell
talking,
they're
talking
about. You know what I mean?
I think they're people that are just like us. They play games and they're just like this
right.
is,
and they
you
like
know,
it or
with,
they don't.
You know, and I'm and you know I'm kind of with Zach with Xbox Live and PSN titles. Like you're playing Scott Pilgrim right now.
Right.
Guess what? I can have that's my nostalgia. That's that to right. me that works to me like just like somebody playing Mario. I don't have to pay $60 to get the same kind of satisfaction from right. a well made game.
Very true.
And I get that sure. same snappy
and you
controls.
Can pick up and you can pick up the Mario 1, 2, or 3 on a system you got laying around.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna cost you $60. And you can have that same nostalgia factor.
Right, and the same fact that I can have a headset
on. You won't get
on
it on HD.
And be playing and be like, yeah, I'm playing Scott Pilgrim or I'm playing Mark of the Ninja, you know.
It's certainly a matter of value, you know. I can see how gamers would be like, this isn't a value for me. I've personally decided that it's not a value for me to pick up on day one. Mm-hmm. I don't think it means it's dead in the water, though, just because I don't want to spend $400.
Well, here's the thing, too. The release titles, they, I mean, if the Wii had its thing because it was motion controlled and everybody that was new, it was fresh, everybody wanted it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This doesn't, the only new and fresh thing is the tablet. Everybody's already got a tablet. All the kids out there have iPad 1, 2, or 3.
Or your smartphone.
Or your smartphone when you're 9 years old or whatever it is. It's got
contact-sensitive buttons.
I don't think that they're going to be like, hey, Mom and Dad, for Christmas, I want a Wii U.
The coolest thing is they're using like WiDi technology, like wireless display technology. Mm-hmm. So like if Nelly wants to watch UFC, I can hit a button and keep playing that game on that small screen, which is kind of cool.
Right.
But to me, that is not... It's a feature, but it's not a system.
Here's the thing. Nintendo has laid out these features on this system. Mm-hmm. A launch is a launch. It's not going to be the most impressive thing on Earth. It's just not going to be. But the developers, if Ubisoft is excited, if Platinum is excited, eventually they will, hopefully, push the boundaries of this thing like, what can we do with this? And you might see some really innovative stuff.
But my thing is, this thing has been... But I don't think development for a while, and you would at least see snippets of some kind of like game that these guys have been working on. And I think it's because it's a very underpowered system, and I feel like they see the market as it's only going to be for their Rayman games and their other games that they know aren't going to be really big on the bigger consoles like PS3 and Xbox.
That could be.
Or they're going to sell Rayman out of like Skylanders like crazy.
Yeah, right, Rayman Origins sold more on the Wii console than it did on the PS3 and 360.
Sure. Because it's more of a kid's game.
Right. It's a platformer. You know what I mean? It's got thing. More in line with
just
Mario.
So, just so you guys know, I just read here that GameStop has sold out of the pre-orders of their deluxe Wii U's already.
So there
right.
you go.
It's uh-huh. going to sell, but I mean, it's just going to be just like the Wii all over again. It's going to have great hardware sales, but
then
there's
going
to be no software to back it up.
You tell Nintendo that, hey, you guys are going to have another Wii, they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very excited about that.
They're sleep on beds of money.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If they're already selling out, go buy one. Because you can throw that shit on eBay and make like $7 billion.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm wondering, who needs a Wii U?
You know
8,000.
See, I'm wondering though if this is going to have the same effect as the Wii, because the Wii was bright and shiny, had the motion control. This has a tablet feature. I'm wondering if that starts to wear off because where tablets are right now,
right.
And people are like, I'll just use my iPad, whatever. Right. You know what I mean?
Doesn't it feel like, though, that Nintendo TV with two eyes feels like they came up with that idea after they watched Microsoft's glass technology?
Feels like it.
That to me, that's what it was like.
Yeah.
It was like they didn't have this at E3, otherwise they would have shown it at E3.
Yeah. Right?
That they were like, oh, Microsoft, that's a great idea. We can do that with ours. Let's do that. And then they developed it afterwards.
Oh, I guess it's got a great TiVo feature that can link all your stuff together.
I think the thing that got me about the Wii U wasn't all the stuff they announced. It's that it was the presentation itself just wasn't there. There was no excitement in it. Like they had
Reggie came out like depressed looking.
They had all these cool reveals.
He looked so depressed
and things like that.
But my thing is, then, like, I don't know that system. Like we got mature titles. They show the new Ninja Gaiden 3 reboxed edition, whatever. It's like, oh, it's got you brought back the visceral blood and shit. I'm like, okay, but I'm like, that's not a system seller.
Right.
Like Bayonetta 2.
I've already done that.
It may sell some units, but it's not like the same.
It will sell some,
but it's not like when they show off fucking hey, brand new Metroid Prime.
How many GameStop pre-orders there were?
No, they won't.
Did they only have like 7?
No, apparently they're going to get 33% of the Nintendo. Hmm. How much they publish?
Fair enough. Yeah. Rock on, GameStop.
That's what I read.
Well, if anything, the numbers prove that, at least from what Matt was talking about, the GameStop pre-orders, the numbers prove that. There are a lot of Nintendo fans.
No, Nintendo is like I said. Nintendo's like Apple. Their stuff will sell, but in terms of like their software, I just don't think their software is going to be there.
Right.
And I think that these sales will be. It's going to be projected from November to March, and it's going to just drop off.
And that's when I'll get one.
Activision also says that Black Ops 2 will be running in 60 frames on the Wii U.
Yeah, I mean it should.
It's
going to
be the best one.
Well, I hope so. It's better hardware than. The PS3, it's freaking using the same similar hardware that's been out for 6-7 years. So.
Right.
Wait, did Activision just say the Wii U version will be the best version of Black Ops 2?
Yeah, well, it's newer hardware, so it's going to run smoother.
Like, it's going to be the
that's
smoothest
That's just,
one.
Like,
So should I be going to get a Wii U so I can play Black
I
Ops?
I guess
none
you
your,
should.
None your, none
Do you want to play with
I'll
that
come
game
over
play?
And play it on
yeah, I'll be playing by myself. Yeah,
no,
you're free. You'll be in an empty lobby.
I'll play multiplayer, and I won't screen look.
They didn't even show anything like that,
Do you really trust their online capabilities, Nintendo's?
Dude, they've had horrible network.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to buy Black Ops 2.
My thing is, why would you show all this stuff in...
Well, you're making a stab at getting... I don't think
it's a half-assed stab.
I don't I don't think Nintendo's expecting you to sell your Xbox or your PS3 to get their system. I think the best they can do is say, by the way, if you want a secondary system, we're your jam. And just in case you kind of want, dude, honestly, Call of Duty fans, some of them are so nuts that they will buy a $200 version of the game. They may buy two versions of a game. Might just buy vanilla for Xbox, and then screw it. I got this Wii U. I want to play on the "quote unquote" best version, and I got a couple friends with Wii U. Screw it. I'll buy that one. They exist.
Exist. But I don't think they're gonna because of DLC and shit. The way they're handling their DLC on that.
I'm trying to tell you these. I mean, maybe some people won't. Maybe some people will. I just think that
the amount
trying,
of hours that these people put into
it's,
modern
it's
warfare.
It's their lives.
Oh my god. 8 hours a day, every day.
I think Nintendo's just trying to extend the olive branch to other gamers to be like, you know what? We got some other stuff for you. It's not just Mario. So if you...
But it's stuff that's on everything else, though.
Right, but you know what, though? I mean, that's logical thinking, but a lot of people don't logically think when they make purchases. They're just like, oh, look, this is going to have some fun stuff. I want it. People love new things.
Yeah, it's also Christmas time.
And it's also Christmas.
Right.
Which, what else are you going to get your kid for Christmas?
I feel like this just could have been the Wii HD. Like, I feel like, you know, that's what it feels like to me. It's just
what it is.
Right.
It's
then
the
why
Wii
couldn't
HD.
They just give us the why couldn't they just have an add-on for
that's what I'm saying. Why don't they just have a revamp?
Because add-ons don't sell.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Add-ons don't sell. 32X? Did that sell?
Yeah, did Sega? Did we learn anything?
I'm not talking about an add-on, dude. How about a revamp? Xbox, their new revamp for the new model, sold like hotcakes.
Oh, my God.
The PS3 Slim sold like hotcakes.
But you guys just said, why don't you just make an add-on for the Wii?
Well, I didn't say add-on. I meant like a revamp of Wii HD.
Right. You know what though? I think Nintendo recognized what you just said though a few minutes ago, that the Wii sales have now, you know, dropped. So it's like,
why not?
We need to rebrand, not just how much success do you think they have
to
be
Wii
like
brand
Wii?
You know what I mean?
How successful
do you think the Wii would be if they said it's the new Wii? it's the Wii again, but it's HD now. I think they're much better saying
they
it's
wee-weed.
A new thing called the Wii U.
they re-weed?
It makes people go to the store. Because everyone already feels they got the Wii. So if you're like, oh, here's the new Wii, but it's HD now, people aren't going to buy that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
If something's already left a bad taste in your mouth, you're not going to go back.
They're
for
taking.
If you buy hard-boiled eggs from a
gas station,
and they taste like ass, you're not going to buy the hard-boiled
eggs. What didn't make
HD
sense
eggs.
Is that we've known that they've announced that they have a new Super Smash Bros. In the making. I didn't even see like a title for it.
Well, they're making
it.
Didn't see a title screen. Yeah, but that's how you get people excited. Just showing that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. People know it's coming.
Well, people that read journalists and stuff, how about the average mom and pop, whatever.
But they said it at E3.
Mom and pop.
How many mom and pops
watch
E3?
Mom and pops don't watch any of this. And is mom and pop going to get excited about? They don't know what the hell Smash Brothers
is.
Yeah,
they do. It's been around forever, and
here's
it's a game
thing.
That Billy.
How is
and
mom?
All their
how
kids
is mom
play.
And how is mom and dad going to get excited?
They know
excited
it's
most, about
one of the most
Smash
popular
Brothers.
Games on the Nintendo system.
No, they don't. Parents
word of
don't
mouth.
Know it.
Are you serious? Right
yes.
Now?
No, I don't think.
I'm being totally
agree
serious.
Right here. And plus, if they're not going to
mom and dad,
from
mom
and
care
dad
what
know
the game
about
is.
Zelda and Mario,
and just so you know, E3,
yeah. Mario, and then
they might just only know Wii.
But it's got Smash
right.
Brothers in it.
So they're
like,
oh, you
know what
let's
I mean?
Go
like,
bowling.
They don't
make
they
that
know.
Connection.
I think that.
Okay, let's go ask your mom if she knows what Smash Brothers
call
is.
Call her right now.
She doesn't even play games. She doesn't even buy me games.
That's exactly. She doesn't play games. Do you think every mom and dad play games? No.
No, but the ones that buy the stuff for their kids are going to have some kind of indication of like what their kids like.
I doubt it. My parents wouldn't know.
I don't.
Furthermore, not only do I contend that parents do not know what Smash Brothers is, I don't think parents would not buy their children a Christmas present based off if Smash Brothers wasn't shown at a Nintendo conference.
How many parents do you think really know what Call of Duty is?
I'm sorry, Timmy. I didn't get you the Wii U because, damn it, Nintendo didn't do the right thing and show me a title screen for Smash Brothers. No, they're going to buy this shit no matter what.
And here's the thing,
it doesn't make
a
difference.
Is that E3 was is
I don't know,
much
Timmy. I didn't see much about Zelda, so I didn't think I'm going to get you kids crying on Christmas.
Little
I got
Timmy's
you,
crying.
Instead, I got you this wooden
horse.
Yeah,
where's the Zelda? Where's the Zelda on this?
What happened to Zelda's? A lot of people I heard that were complaining was they didn't show title screens. Like, they showed one for Bayonetta 2. They didn't show any footage, obviously, of the game. So why not just throw one from Zelda to end it on like a positive note?
Just like, hey, it's coming. Or even upgrade the Metroid for Nintendo.
Skyward
Sword?
Yeah,
it's fucking awful.
Is that the last one?
That was the last one.
Skyward Sword. Why don't they just have a port of that to the Wii U? Skyward Sword that you can go through your backpack with the Wii U.
I'm surprised they haven't done that. That's what I'm saying.
Like, have that be a first day release. You couldn't do that just for the Zelda fans. That's going to sell you a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's going to be an interesting year for Wii U. Cheeks, I think. I'm with you on that. It could be a new gen.
They don't have Wii Sports.
A new Gen so 0.5.
I think that they're gonna sell. No, I'm serious. So I think they're gonna sell their first initial shipments. Are gonna sell like hotcakes because it's fucking holiday season. You will sell regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when it gets closer to the end of the projection date, it's just gonna drop off like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna.
Unless people really enjoy the games.
No, it won't, because here's what's gonna happen. Those parents that couldn't get one for their kids for Christmas will buy one when tax time comes around. It's the way the world works.
I do think, though, there will be a price drop. I think
not
it will
the
be
first year.
First half of no. the year.
No. I don't think it's gonna sell as many as the Wii, though.
Yeah, I mean, if I had the option of getting my kids like a freaking iPad or a Wii U.
You get an iPad?
I'm definitely getting them an iPad.
Save yourself some money, get them a
Wii U. Because I mean,
well, no, I'm just saying, an iPad 2.
That's
probably
my thing,
one
though.
Up
is
for about $300.
Is that it's not going to do a price drop? I could see it maybe next Christmas when the 720 gets announced and the PS4 or whatnot. But I don't see it. Maybe in E3 they announce, oh, we're going to drop the price.
Well, I think it is a good time.
I think there will be selected targeted sales. I don't think it's going to be like a permanent price drop, but I think you will be. I think you will see sales.
I could see bundles.
Absolutely. You'll see.
Oh,
sales.
We're going to bundle in.
And that's what we're looking for.
And that's what pissed me off. There weren't any really good bundles with any kind of game.
Right.
Like there wasn't anything worth. Like, where's a bundle for one of your exclusives for 101 there.
They're trying to make money on that, so they need to have that be separate. But I mean, what I wish they'd do is go back to the old Nintendo way, which was. Your Nintendo system comes with a Mario game.
Right.
That would be fun.
Well, I'm very surprised.
That would actually, you know what? In this particular point, that might actually have tipped the tide for like the tipped the scale for me to buy the thing day one.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if it had shipped with the pad and the Mario game, I might have bought the 8 gig one.
If I was for 300,
I might have done that.
If Nintendo's so what smart, what they'll do is once you hook it
the
up, they're like,
the
thanks for buying
3DS,
our.
Though.
They should do thanks for buying our first edition. Go on to our online service and download this free game.
Right.
That's
Here's
what
Mario
I would do
1,
if
2,
I were
and 3.
That.
Here's the other question.
To show them,
they
hey,
didn't,
we
they didn't show
this.
Any of that. Their download service. Nothing of that. Nothing.
That's a great question. They've
Nintendo Network, like, they showed nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
That's a problem. If they don't have that together, that's going to be a
massive
issue.
That's why a lot of people complain about the PS3, is that the Xbox has got a better online than...
I think they're getting better with it.
Yeah, a lot better. What you get for
Plus
your money
is
a lot more.
Yeah, I think Plus
is
awesome.
Yeah, the Plus, yeah.
And honestly, I can even show, I mean, I have no statistics to back up what I'm saying here, but I can tell you that the amount of my friends on my friends list on PS3
has grown
with people who have Plus. Almost everyone has Plus now.
Right.
Like, everyone's like, I'm buying this.
You're dumb if you don't have it, really.
For $50 a year, it's the greatest investment you're going to
make. Yeah, I mean, the Xbox Gold was, Live Gold was like $50 a year.
Now it's just 60 and it gives you nothing.
It doesn't give me anything other than now you can do things with your Xbox.
That,
yeah,
before
you couldn't really.
Right,
right, right. Yeah, I totally agree. That's a way better deal.
If Nintendo wants to get in on this next console generation, I think there's going to have to be some recognition that they have to have a better online service, and I'm afraid that they don't because
Amazon right now is kicking the shit out of them.
I got to ask a quick question. Has any one of us bought a game or bought a system launch?
Yeah, I think about an Xbox.
In recent memory, no.
PS2.
Xbox.
Mine was Dreamcast is probably the only one.
Yeah, I really have.
That's because you're
a loser.
I think
it's the greatest launch ever. Soul Calibur came out. It was the best game on the system.
My PS2 is the only one I bought at launch, I believe.
Yeah.
Can I make a quick... Can I go down another road real quick?
Yeah.
Talking about Dreamcast.
Jack Ryan Radio?
Oh, man. Jack Ryan Radio.
Yeah.
Oh. I you know what? I'm so
sad. Is there
sad.
A demo for that?
No.
Stabs you
I hope
the
there
heart,
would be.
And you're too late. Jack Ryan Radio stabs my place.
What?
In the heart.
Huh?
I don't know.
That was awful.
That was awful.
Didn't she used to love Jack Ryan Radio?
I do. Well, apparently, every review I've read just says that the control problems are more evident now because we have better physics and stuff than they were back then.
I.e., you can't play this game.
So.
I mean, that's
you were
the,
so
that's,
excited
that's,
about
that's,
that last time,
dude. Oh my god, it's so nostalgic. Yeah. I love it. But the problem is, I have come to find as a mature gamer that when I hear issues about control, I don't even touch the game.
Right.
Because at its core foundation, any game is dictated by controls.
If you can play it or not.
Can we?
Right.
Can we pop some champagne right now, guys?
Pulling bubbly.
Why? What's up?
Let's pop some champagne. Because once again, the people have beaten EA.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Why do I say that? It's because today is the day that fantasy drafts have come back to Madden.
You didn't have to pay for it?
Woo! No, you don't have to pay for it. They patched it in.
That's really nice.
That's amazing.
Woohoo!
Yeah, because you were just livid.
I was livid. I was so livid part. I didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, why would you take a part of a game that everyone loves and take it out? It doesn't make
EA,
sense.
Though, once again, caving on public demand.
That's good.
That's actually fantastic. When you mentioned the news that they didn't have that feature, I was like, what are they thinking?
Right. Yeah.
What
like,
the hell
why
are they
take it out?
So I was very excited. I've been playing a lot.
Because they probably
It's like gas prices. They jack it up to $5 so that when they bring it back to $4.20, we're not going to be mad about it. It's probably the same thing.
I seriously think they were originally going to put it as DLC. Like what happened with the Battlefield 3
They weren't
going to
do a DLC.
People bitched about it and like, all right, whatever.
They've tried to launch this thing called Connected Careers where you can go online. Like, you could go on a work computer. You can go on your computer at home and then you can... Ooh, change your roster and bid on free agents with other people and all this stuff. Who the fuck's doing that? I'm just sorry.
You.
They want you to do it. Because
I'm not
you
doing are. That. I am not going
because
there.
Because it gives them money. It gives them streams of revenue every click on that website.
Yeah, I understand they want
streams
you to do that, but
of
no
revenue.
One's doing that.
Yep.
For their
we never knew.
All right, so back to the Wii U. What else does the tablet do? Does it do anything? Other
it
apps?
It wipes your butt.
Well, it probably
well, you can
will.
Use it as a regular like internet surfing tablet.
Okay, I can check my email.
Yeah, you, it does
like
they
already have like seven
browser?
Of those.
I don't know. They didn't show any of that shit, man. Like, they just,
is
like,
it Linux based?
I don't know.
There is still, you know what? This was supposed to be. I thought this press conference was supposed to be mainly a pricing conference to explain what you're getting. PR.
It was like another E3.
I find it interesting. Like a lot of gamers, I think it was like a little.
Well,
mini
I think
E3.
It was because they held so much information from us for so long.
Right, and they're continuing.
They just said,
to.
"Here's a Wii U."
They're continuing to.
Good luck.
PR campaigns are weird, right? Because the foundation of any good PR campaign is a rollout. This wasn't going to be the press conference where you learned everything. This is going to be the press conference where you learned more, and over the next month, you'll learn even more.
I don't know. It's coming out in a month and a half.
That's, it comes out in 60 days.
Yeah. Right, but
and they still there's tons of question marks.
Yes, but they will be all be answered by the time the thing launches.
So
that's not good. That's
we should
not
start
good.
Saving
that,
our
that,
money now for
something we don't know a lot people, of still a lot about.
It's not about you, it's about everyone else who already
doesn't
has
matter
their money
as a
ready.
Shopper as a consumer. Like what the fuck am I
you're
getting?
You're not going to buy it.
You weren't
going to
buy it anyway.
It doesn't matter. I'm looking at it in terms of like a consumer like
no, it does completely matter because you didn't you're not saving any money cuz you'd never expect to buy it. But people who
if it
did,
had if I knew what the fuck I was getting, I would.
Yeah, I don't have a tablet yet. If I could have a tablet that was like a full,
you'd buy an iPad. You just mentioned
no,
that.
I'd buy the Galaxy or whatever, a Nexus or whatever.
Well, this is not a real. You're not.
But here's
a
the
tablet.
Thing:
you're getting a tablet controller for a thing.
Right. That's silly. Give us a tablet. We're already putting
well,
the money
then
in.
Then pay $700 for it.
Well,
I think they
why
want
not
to keep
300.
They want to keep their costs low. They want it to be a video game system. You know what it's like? This is a great debate, right? Because it's not Nintendo trying to say, here's your tablet. It's Nintendo, I think, reflecting on the current state of technology. You know, you guys all love your iPads and all that. Well, check it out. Here's a tablet that interacts.
That's stupid.
Because,
I don't know, man. I think
I'm sorry. So if they're reflecting on the current times of technology,
right.
They put 8 gigs in a fucking system.
Right.
Well, no, yeah, exactly. Because everything.
My
be,
iPhone
if,
3GS
if everything
has
will be cloud
that.
Based.
But that's yeah. Great point. That's a great point, Matt.
But why would they even offer? I know it's cloud based, but at the same time, there's no like you have to put in an external hard drive if I want any kind of like movie service. So if I want to like buy a movie digitally. Like almost there goes my whole storage.
I own several movies through Amazon Instant Video, and all it does is stream them.
But it also has, the capability to add more. Like you said, you know, about a half hour ago, you have the ability to make your hard drive bigger, but they've kept costs down on the front end for you. So how is that bad?
Well, there's another $60, $70 for an external.
if you want to use the Wii U as your main storage device, which
that,
I can't imagine
or you
want to
install
would.
All your the downloadable games that you're going to play.
But here's the thing. We,
or like, what, because you know, Super Mario is going to take up a gig? If you're going nostalgic,
or like if they have like, if quote unquote they have any kind of like service that's similar to PSN, they have where they have exclusive downloadable
Nintendo?
Games.
I think Nintendo downloads are like the old school Nintendo games, like the SNES.
So they're not
going to
have any kind of like market, like anything where they have really good small
Wind
developers
Waker.
Making.
They don't right now.
But
they have a back catalog that's unparalleled to any video game company in history.
But it's been out forever.
Everybody's already
played
it.
But let me talk from my perspective. As a guy who doesn't have any Nintendo products, if I bought the Wii U, the first thing I'd do is buy a $30 gift card and buy Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, 3, ActRaiser, SimCity, SNES.
We already did that with the Wii, though.
But
I think everybody. Well, you're probably one of the only people in the world who doesn't.
Maybe that's true, but
and here's the thing too for people to realize.
You're nostalgic about your Sega games. You've got the Sega Genesis collection. It was $20. That has every nostalgia, all redone HD, all the trophies, everything.
Right.
Are they going to do that?
How do you know they're not? Though?
I have no idea.
Well, it's something they should have done even during the Wii U, but
because they should have and they're going to. You can't say.
I'm looking at it in terms of their mark in the industry, and it's just, I feel like, you know, everyone puts Nintendo on this like. Pedestal. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm still gonna treat them. They're a game company. They make hardware and they make games. I'm gonna treat them the same way I treat Sony. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's how I'm gonna.
And
do
that's
it.
Not a wrong way of looking.
That's
at
not.
It either,
that's being honest and that's being unbiased. And I'm like, I love Nintendo as a company. They make great shit. But I feel like
Nintendo's
they don't know.
Nintendo's not trying to appeal to you. That's
exactly.
The thing.
That's the whole point.
It's kind of like people.
Then why show the games they showed?
They're just showing games.
Because they've shown nothing.
They're showing ports.
Ports of shit that's already out.
They're not
trying to appeal to you. That's
yeah,
the
they are.
No,
I play that shit. I play Assassin's Creed 3. I play Darksiders 2. I played Batman Arkham City. Yes, they are.
No,
but they don't. They're trying to like
Nintendo,
mix and match.
No, they're not, Cheeks. Do you understand?
Nintendo's
you've played
just,
all those games. They don't care about you. They're talking about the guy who's like, oh, I didn't play that.
But who hasn't played that? Come on,
I haven't
man.
Played
who don't
any
play
of them.
People who don't play a lot of games, man, who just casually play games.
So a casual guy is going to go from a casual Angry Birds game to a fucking Batman Arkham
Maybe.
City?
Maybe.
You don't know.
What the hell, like, dude? I can't believe that you like really believe they're just like after you. But they're
no,
really not.
They're confused,
really
man.
They're
no,
confused.
You're confused, dude.
I'm not confused.
This is kind of like Nintendo to me is kind of like the girlfriend that broke up with you, but you don't realize that they've moved on.
Right.
And Nintendo hasn't
like,
moved
they're
on.
Gonna, they're going to love me.
So Nintendo's a dick?
Yeah, exactly.
Nintendo's
look,
just
the way
a bitch.
Or the guys that always complain that MTV doesn't show music videos. Well, they don't show music videos anymore because you can go on
Nintendo
YouTube and watch them whenever the fuck you want.
Nintendo's moved on in terms of technology. They haven't moved on in terms of software.
They moved up.
All I'm saying is, if you're a hardcore gamer and played all these games, of course you're not going to buy them again. But there are other people out there, gasp. Who maybe don't play as many games as you do.
And those are probably the people that bought
maybe,
the Wii.
And maybe want to play the new Mario in HD and say, hey, you know what? Batman, I heard that shit was the shit back then. I'm just going to pick it up when I pick up my Wii U because screw it.
I disagree. I see his point completely that...
I don't think it's the
smartest
idea.
To ignore that, saying that they've seen like it's Game of the Year, the Game of the Year edition's out. Like there's posters all over for like it was one of the best games of the year.
All right.
To say, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they'll probably still play it, but at the same time, them not at least being having any kind of exposure to it doesn't
yeah,
really
Yeah, I agree that most gamers out there have played the Assassin's Creeds.
They've played
the Batmans. They have played, and they're not going to pick up any
of
these games
for the
Wii U. Because
if they're interested in that, or it intrigues them, at one point in time, they've at least somehow experienced something like that or
right
done
so
it.
Give us something yeah. new to go along
like,
with you guys
I want more of that platinum shit like the wonderful 100 give me more games like that
but you're already locked in for two. How many games is this company going to make at once? They got two on the burner.
You don't understand how fast we go through games.
Well, yeah, but that's you guys. You guys aren't the average gamer.
This is why I think for a hardcore
what are they because why do they have a hardcore controller then? You guys, that's what I'm saying. Nintendo is confused. It wants to do this. It also wants to do this.
Right, but
you
it's not
choose
doing
one.
Everything
it's trying
all
to
the
do
way.
Everything at once, but accomplishing nothing.
Here's my thing. As me personally, if it got a little cheaper, because I don't want to spend, because I don't have any money tied
I mean,
up.
I don't mind the price point. Actually, I was very surprised that they had it at that price point.
I could see myself, if I have a little jingle, getting secondary.
Little jingle.
As a secondary console. I want to play Mario. I would love to. Bayonetta, I enjoyed the hell out of Bayonetta.
So
if I had the jangle, I'd buy Bayonetta 2.
I'd be surprised if PS3 and 360 people aren't fucking pissed as fuck.
P1000? That looks great. That's three or four games right there that I'd be interested in playing.
Why?
As a secondary console.
But what's to look forward to down the future?
Cheeks, why did you say Sony and Microsoft would be pissed about Bayonetta 2?
I mean players, sorry. Like the players that the friggin', because it's the same people that played Devil May Cry and the same people made Devil May Cry.
And if they're pissed, and if they're pissed enough,
Sony all the
they'll
way.
Go buy a Wii U. And then Nintendo.
But they've already made their investment with another console.
Yeah, but dude, honestly, you make an investment. You got a PS3, you got a bunch of Nintendo consoles, a 360, and a computer. Why is it there's no room on your shelf for a Wii U? Why
is it doesn't do anything?
Why is it that
I don't
like
already
all
have?
The way,
except
right.
except give you a different style of game that it's known for. Nintendo's branded itself. You don't like that kind of game, but you know what?
I play the shit out of those games. I own a fucking GameCube.
Yes, but that's not the current generation of Nintendo.
Nothing has changed about those games. Nothing. The only change
Which
is
games?
The controller. Nintendo games in general.
GameCube was a much more hardcore system compared to the Wii, right? They've got the new generation of Nintendo.
But they had the same design kind of games for their first party. They were pretty much the same.
Okay, but you didn't buy a Wii.
They were platforming.
You were into other stuff. I'm just saying that there are gamers out there who play hardcore on a PC and say the Wii is my secondary thing. Like, why can't Nintendo try to make a stab at that and be like, it's your secondary console.
I think it's just too late in the game for them.
Yes, that's exactly
I think that it's,
what I
it's,
think.
Now they want to come up to the big leagues.
And it's too late. And they're going to be third wheel just like the GameCube was.
And
the GameCube
and
tried the same thing and it failed miserably.
And you loved it, though.
I appreciated it. It was a fucking well-made system. It had some great titles, but because they were confused, when it came out, it had that whole, you can sync your Game Boy Advance to it. They were trying to target towards the whole Pokemon era because that was huge at the time. And the game was, even the way its color scheme was geared for, we want four people on a couch. You know, either it be mom and Billy and then maybe two of Billy's friends.
Wasn't that the way the 64 was too?
Right. They tried to transition it, but by that time, PS2 had this really mature market. Mm-hmm. Xbox came out. They had Halo.
But why does mature market equal big leagues?
I'm not saying it does, but I'm just saying...
We just had that concept brought up. I don't think it does. I mean, Zach, you're into the more mature gaming, and that's your place. And
right.
I'm with you. Like, most of the games I play are mature games. But I've had fun, like, let's say on my Droid, playing a free downloadable stupid game.
Oh, absolutely. I have too. But I'm not going to go out and spend $300 plus...
I don't care how good it is. If
that
the library,
is just...
if I can see the library of games that would appeal to me, I find that an okay investment.
Right,
I'm not saying it's a day one purchase, but I'm saying like maybe a year from now when I've got two platinum games under their belt.
I don't.
But
think
they didn't
so.
Show. Mario they shouldn't even game. Show title. Just show a title card. Like if they had shown at least title card, of, like you know things to come, like in a year, 2 years.
Well,
I would be on board, but they showed
they
nothing.
Yet.
But we're still.
Yeah, they
but,
can't. Yet.
But you're gonna.
But
if
you're
if
also complaining that Pikmin's not coming out for launch title, and they're showing
because features. They because they said it was going to be a launch title.
But here's
at
the thing too.
That's why I was like, what the
here's
fuck?
The thing too. It doesn't launch, make a difference when they window. Show you what they oh. show you. I mean, if you know a game's coming out in 2 years, you'll buy the system
you,
in 2 years.
Yeah,
I'm just
you
saying.
Really
it's,
say, you know that they're going to come out with a Smash Brothers. You know that they're going to come out
Mario Kart
with Mario Kart U.
That's all coming.
You know
there are going to be multiple Zelda titles. There's going to be Dragon Quest, which I'm. That's fantastic.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was kind of shocked about that.
See
that
all those style of games, they don't need to be HD. You know what I mean? They can be played on a Wii. They can be played on a 3DS. They can be played
Monster
on
Hunter
a ROM.
There's like two
emulator
two of them, yeah.
that
but
you
Nintendo
can download
company,
on your computer.
But Nintendo as a company has to understand it needs to stay current, and that most of the TVs now that are in homes are HD televisions.
That's what I'm saying, though.
They need to
are
do
they
that.
Going to be able to go up against the media center that? The Xbox is
no because
are they going to go up against
then why are they
the
have
graphical...
all these BTV services why are they pushing
because
all
you
shit?
Have to do what everyone else is doing too you have
yeah,
to
you
got to
keep up the Jones
right
stuff.
Yeah the same stuff but it's too little too late in my mind like everybody's either got an Xbox or a PS3
because the whole point of like starting out at least in a similar timeline is like even if you fumble along the way by the time you get to a certain point.
Yeah, I can already Skype with my phone and my computer and my 360.
A good example is right here, Zach, is PSN. You just bought a PS3 now because the internet service and PSN in general was not in the same state Xbox Live was. Xbox Live took off.
That wasn't the reason for purchase, but it was a nice add-on.
Right, but at the same time, PSN Plus and
stuff
like
that. The reason is he wants to play Borderlands 2 with me.
Yeah, most of my friends are PS3 gamers.
Because we're adults.
Because...
yes. Oh, the funny just came out.
Yeah.
As Animal Magnetism. I always thought this way when all three systems were out. Wii was for kids. Xbox 360 was for teenagers. And PS3 was for adults.
See, I just found that I kind of ran out of 360 titles. So
it's,
now it's
and that's
now
true.
It's
Microsoft
kind of
fell off.
Uncharted's and some God of War.
And there's some great games actually for kids on the PS. I think Sony at least knows what it is. It's a game console and it makes games.
Well, I think
and
I think
it makes
that
games
this,
of
this,
different of plethora of genres. I mean, there's
I
some
think
games
the 360
that, to
did
me,
well.
Wait, I could see
did
on the
say,
on the Wii U.
Did you say it's a it knows what it wants? It's a game system that does games. Yet their first tagline was PS3. We do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was how they marketed it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
now
what.
Now they're
did.
Like, oh, we're gamers now.
But you know what, though? The PS3 has matured to a fantastic system.
I agree.
And
I think the reason that they're not making money hands over fist like the Wii and the 360
they
are.
Because they didn't cop out to whatever. Like,
they're not
easy
copping
cash
out.
Grab.
Right. They're saying, hey, you want a free game? Here you go. It's a game that you could have picked up for $10, but we're just going to give it to you.
It's staying by your roots and knowing what got you there, and what got Sony there on the thing was not fucking
that's impressive.
Making waggle controls and shit like that. It was fucking
they
making solid titles and
yeah,
shit.
And that's
they did
just,
they did
that's
just to
very,
do it.
That,
like, whatever.
That humbled
the move was a failure. But.
As going into the looking at the gaming world, wow, thanks for giving me free stuff.
Dude, I mean, honestly.
That's really, really impressive.
I have spent so much time playing PlayStation Plus downloadable free games. It's really been it really has helped bridge the gap, and you know I wonder if they
in
talk about
the
this
great,
in board meetings.
The great titles that are coming
yeah.
out.
I wonder if they talk about this in board meetings. For instance, I don't buy maybe as many games lately as I have, but PS Plus gives me free games and I play them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I have a game that I want to play, like Borderlands 2, I'm ready to buy it on day one.
Right.
A lot of times when I was buying all my games, I'm like, oh, I can't buy anything day one because I gotta wait for it to price drop. But because I've got a steady diet of games, of older games,
very true.
Now when the new game comes out, I'm like, oh, day one, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And Gearbox knew when they gave Borderlands up for free.
Right.
I've been looking on the internet. People are like, yo, Borderlands is way better than I thought it was.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
It's
that was the smartest game.
And
move
now
by
it's
them.
Coming out, and people are like,
oh, absolutely.
Oh, dude, I'm clamoring for that game
I'm
right
guessing
now.
We're
that
we'll
game
probably
should have been on Wii U. That should have been announced
I'm
on
guessing
Wii U.
Plus will get probably an Assassin's Creed 2.
Or some kind of Uncharted, something like that.
Right.
I don't know if they'll do Uncharted.
Well,
we did get
too.
Double Dragon Neon. Oh, that was awful.
I can't believe you said that with a straight face.
One thing
yeah,
about
too.
Sony,
there was no like evil glint. In
dude,
your
it was
eye.
Horrible.
Dude, it was pretty bad.
It was so bad. I'm sitting there playing it. I'm trying to explain to Cheeks. I'm trying to convince him that it's good. He's like, she's like, this is so bad. I'm like, no, it's good. Don't worry. And I got through like one level, and I'm like, yeah, this is horrible.
That game plays like the shit of a sad person.
Dude, yeah.
Which is?
The just, diuretic
just
shit.
Sad. Just sad. So one thing I think PlayStation 3 did do good, though, is that when PS4 comes out, I'm pretty sure all of us are going to buy it. Like, they don't even have to show me anything. I'll buy it right now.
I'm not going to be a day one subscriber to PS4. Well, maybe I will be.
Dude, their software, there is nobody. That has the software that they have. Okay. Nobody, no company has even close. Nintendo doesn't have shit compared to what Sony
Nintendo's
has.
Well, Nintendo's never had shit.
Well,
but
and they're about to top it off.
Yeah, I
they're about
Nintendo.
To top it off right now.
Hope they don't kill me.
They're still. Dude, Sony's last releasing new IPs like in the last year or so of their life, which is admirable. The fact that The Last of Us is coming out
and looks fucking next
beautiful.
Gen almost. I mean,
and the Tomb Raider. You've seen
yeah,
the Tomb Raider.
Yeah,
looks,
everything, but
looks
it looks
very,
great.
I just want to lick her. Like that.
I mean, if
you just
want to
lick her.
If Sony, if Sony did it,
I just licked this thing off. Brandon was on it last podcast. It tastes like hot diggity dog.
My mustache has been tickling mine
like
the
Coney
whole
Island
time.
Hot dogs.
Oh, God.
Smells like KY and shame.
Oh God.
It's okay. Come here, sit in my lap.
Okay.
It's all good. We don't like
so the Wii U.
Wii U sucks. All right, thank you, everyone.
We are
no.
We're very split, man. I think everyone can though agree.
I think we
that
all
the thing's
want
gonna
the Wii,
sell. Eventually.
We all want the
it's
Wii U
gonna,
to do
it's
good.
Gonna sell,
and that really
day.
Disappoints me that it's gonna sell.
Same
you know
here.
What I mean?
Shut
like
up, you 360 lover.
Well,
I hate
not?
That other people are doing good.
Well, no, I mean...
I want it to sell well. I want it to be an awesome system. I just want
more out of it. You know what I mean? If I'm gonna be dropping the money, make it be a tablet that I can carry around and use other things.
Well, maybe you can. Who knows?
No, I don't
know. No, really I'm saying can. Give me some cool apps. Give me a GPS on the freaking thing. Whatever. Give me
Let me download
reason.
Porn to it.
Give me a... yeah, let
Where's
me...
Where's my YouPorn app?
Just give me a reason to X-X-Y-N. Get it when I don't have
the
a
YouPorn
reason.
App is actually called Wii U.
Wii U. the
just
whole
saying.
Thing, Wii U, whole thing is just a down. Oh,
it works.
It's gonna be great.
You know, it's funny. I remember the days handheld. I had original Xbox, PS2, and GameCube. I played my GameCube, my PS2 the most.
Right.
Yeah. I really did.
Well,
because
the Xbox had that super huge.
Oh yeah,
frisbee
until
of a
then
controller.
They reframed it. Then I kind of played a little
right,
bit more.
Right.
But
I still think the 360.
But think about that story,
Cheeks.
You had two consoles you toggle between. Mm-hmm. I think that's where Nintendo's trying to be with us. I don't think they want us to. I don't think they want to be our main console. But you know what they want to be? They want to be the console underneath on the second shelf.
Well, I think that's what they have to be.
For us.
For anybody. I don't think anybody's going to go out.
For kids, it's all about
kids
Nintendo.
Don't have $300.
But the parents do.
The parents do, and we're going to spoil
right,
our kids.
But the parents have already seen the Kinect.
And also, they didn't see the Smash Brothers commercial
oh,
in
that's
the console,
true.
So they're
that's
totally
true.
In the pocket.
let's slam him a little bit more into the dirt.
Papa Domus.
That's
Papa
my favorite.
Papa Domus is going to be great. So what we're doing is we're coming up with a new podcast called Papa Domus, where Cheeks just gives ridiculous predictions.
About video games.
Miyamoto will have a sex change. And take his wig off and do the weather.
2000. Papa Domus.
Papa Domus is spoken.
Nolan North will do every voice for every Nintendo character for Super Smash Brothers. Papa Domus.
Papa Domus.
Papa Domus. Yeah. Papa Domus. How will the Wii U sell?
People.
It will sell like hotcakes.
Mario.
And then people will use it to stain up their couches.
Papa Domus is spoken.
I can see you in a wizard's hat and a wizard's robe. Papa Domus.
You're a wizard, Harry. I see people buying it and being just like happened to the Wii. They're going to buy it. They're going to buy maybe a couple launch games with it. And then it's just going to sit there. It's going to collect dust. And Nintendo's going to have to do tons of patches.
All right, here's another thing, too, people.
Problems.
Do not sell your Wii. Until
actually,
after
right now,
you've bought.
I heard there's the best time to trade it in.
No,
like
because once you sell it, you can't get your information off of it. Yeah. There is a link that there will be that will exist between the Wii and the.
I think it's probably just
the Ethernet
cable or something.
Yeah, the Wii
something
and
like
the
that,
Wii U.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a transfer cable. I'm sure, but you can't get your stuff off it if you trade
so
it in for the $50 that you're going to get from.
Huh?
Keep your Wii.
Like all your save games and all that ports, there's a connector cable that connects it to your Wii U and your Wii, and then it just transfers.
Those dirty bastards.
No cloud space.
Just got an SD card.
Oh, you probably could, yeah.
Just, that's the easier way.
They haven't mentioned that.
You get out a thumb drive.
Yeah. That's
because right now, if you trade it in, you're getting $50 for your Wii.
That's not bad, dude.
And $150 if you trade in.
Keep your actual Wii controllers.
If you trade in your PS3, you get $150 towards.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're trading your PS3, you get $150 toward a Wii?
Correct.
That is crazy. No one's going to do that.
No, I don't know why.
Not bad, though. I have the
Here's my awesome
one.
Machine that does a whole lot of cool stuff and
Everything.
Has great games. Can I have Nintendo Land? Now, that sounds ridiculous. That's
seriously?
That's a ridiculous proposition.
Right. And in my mind, that's what it's going
to...
I mean,
to
what
me,
gamer...
The Christmas
what person
I do wish, though,
game.
I had some hunk of junk console that I could, like, trade in for a Wii U and get, like, $80 for it. I don't know.
We're taking Dreamcast. You get $80 for it. Here you go.
You could probably pick up a Wii, like, at a rummage sale now. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. I'm sure you can find a Wii on eBay
I'll just
for
steal my parents'
bucks
one.
You know what? That's great. You know what we should do? Talk about the minds of a gamer looking for deals. We should go to garage sales and see if we can pick up, like, a $20 Wii.
And trade it in. Flip
trade
it.
And trade it for $50.
We got to keep our saved games, though.
Well, not if you get it at a garage sale.
I don't care about the save games on the Wii. I never own that crap.
Well, that's the thing. I've already downloaded a couple Marios.
And they cost me like
$6.
I wouldn't mind even rebuying.
Your account doesn't have like a...
It's not like a Xbox
it's not like
account
an
where you can re-download it.
That's really crazy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Like,
they need to up that game then.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's why
Do you have a gamer tag or anything?
You have a little Wii avatar that looks like a
That's crazy.
Looks like a little
and
kid.
And you can get in a parade with all your friends that you made. That you made your grandma.
I'm
doing the Wii parade dance.
Because
right
I'm sorry with that tablet controller. You're gonna see. So kids are gonna go through all the the, you know, the streaming service and stuff. System. No, it's mom and dad that's going to be using that. So, like, the freaking interface, the interface and all that freaking shit that they don't have for their...
I'm confused. I don't know who's using the Wii U.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what that's what me and Zach have been trying to say.
The whole thing. It's a jack like people of no trades.
It's just like this. It's like saying...
It's a Zach off.
It's like, it's going to sell because it's new. That's happens with a lot of stuff. It sells off when it's first
and
comes
it's
out.
Nintendo.
It's Nintendo.
And
want to take the shiny new shit.
Yeah, it's Nintendo. But then once that shininess wears off, which it will within a couple weeks if they have it...
That's what happens with shit.
Dude, that's good.
I think it'll last a little longer than
I'm sure it will. 3rd I mean, look at the Wii.
I don't know, man. With all these crazy, big, awesome titles that are out on freaking all the other systems, I think it'll, after a couple weeks.
I just think it's crazy, man. Have faith in gamers. Gamers spend a lot of money on a lot of crap.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, but like, when there's a lot, like, this is the season where they're going to spend the majority of their money.
And look what's
they
want to
spend $350 on a system that has, comes with Nintendo
System's
Land.
It's already sold out, so they've already sold it.
Yeah, but that's for going to be, that's our future kid presents and shit.
But no, stop it. You don't know that.
I do know that, because that's what the Wii was. Come on. Don't be naive.
There's no hardcore gamers like me.
My brother pre-ordered one. He's got no kids that he knows of.
He's a big Nintendo fanboy, though.
By just saying that this is what it is.
It is.
The fact is,
but no, what did
like
you say?
Matt
Mal's
said,
Mal's a huge
pre-orders
fanboy.
Are
There's
so
a lot of fanboys out there.
Dude. That means not just Chris.
The majority is mom and dads. The majority is mom and dads.
I'll
show you how many mom and dads have a Wii.
No, you know what? Get me a number if there's one. Matt gave a great number. It's sold out. It's documented.
GameSpot.
I don't know who the hell's buying this thing. I'm thinking about buying it. When
about how many do they have set to pre-order? They have a certain amount allowed.
We can look that number up.
Probably,
I'm sure. At some point.
I mean, their first
but
shipment.
But I don't want to talk in these vague generalities. It's like mom and pop want to use the tablet.
But that's what they was geared towards.
But it's not.
That's
for kids, dude.
The Wii
Nintendo's for kids.
The Wii was geared towards fucking... Everybody, you said this last podcast. Last time you
were
on,
Wii's were family.
We're families. Mom and pops that want to play Wii bowling and all that stuff.
And the
Wii U is just an upgraded version with a tablet.
Right. Those are the ones that mom and pop.
And that's the people that are buying it.
That's who Wii's.
Like, I don't understand why you can't see that.
And but I know plenty of like
people that are hardcore are gonna buy it. But I'm saying the majority of mom and dads and mom, grandma and grandpas outweigh that in terms of the mass market that are buying it.
Right. But I mean,
that's what I'm trying to say.
And that does make sense.
It makes 100% sense.
And it also makes sense because why not port your system to somebody who hasn't bought that game?
Right.
You know what I mean? Mom and dads haven't played Arkham City.
That's why they kept the Wii branding, man.
They haven't played Assassin's Creed, so why not? Why not give that a fresh face over on the Wii U where they may have a chance to show it to
more
people?
Which is what I said like a half hour ago, yeah.
But I still think that there's just too little too late in this point
for you,
in the game.
But my thing is that's what they're marketing, and they're trying to market it.
They're trying to market like the Sony, like it does everything. Like, well,
I think what
no,
they're
it
saying
doesn't.
Is we also have what they have is what they're saying.
Right.
Ooh, they got Arkham City. We can do a better one. Oh, they got Black Ops. We're getting Black Ops. We can do everything. Our main thing with Nintendo was always. Well, you don't have games for us. Well, now
they're
saying we have the same games as them.
But they're doing everything, but they're not doing anything better.
Yeah. And Nintendo's always been at least some kind of staple in that.
The only thing they have better is Zelda, Mario Kart, Smash Brothers.
Or this wacky tablet that may just really work.
It could.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. If it was a tablet that I could read my Kindle books on... If it was a tablet that I could take into the bathroom and read Newsweek on while I'm taking a shit, great.
It might end up being.
I mean, it's going to have their own.
If it had some apps, it's
supposed to, but I don't know about the whole book thing. That's the reason.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Because that would be an infringement. They would have to have some kind of a partnership with Amazon, who's the biggest distributor.
Dude, that would be awesome.
A Bowser browser?
That's the here's the thing too. Didn't I hear?
That looks like the Wii Parade dance. Your Bowser
it's
is
the
a
same
Wii
thing.
Dance.
The Bowser browser. I like that.
That's actually
browser,
catchy. Like
the Bowser
cool.
browser.
See, this is
copyright gamers riot.
No, but didn't I hear that the actual tablet runs on Android? Some version of Android.
Fucking knows.
Maybe.
I read that. I read that it runs on some version of Android.
Hopefully
if that's
the
case,
secure,
good.
Though.
Somebody will crack
if that's
it.
The case, that, yeah. If that's the case, that means it could be hooked up with Kindle, a Kindle reader.
Sure.
Possible.
I don't think so, because that would
take... Kindle Fire
is releasing like the same time, the brand new one.
But I mean, I'm not talking about Kindle Fire like the actual functionality.
No, because the iPad's got a
Kindle. I'm just talking about like my phone, my Droid has a Kindle feature.
App, really. Right. There's an app.
It might have that. It might be able to say, okay, Kindle app.
Who knows? Somebody but they haven't said that. They haven't said that this tablet's going to have any internal memory.
All right, here's the thing.
I'm just so surprised they didn't show it. Like, have it like a bunch of videos that showed a guy on the floor demoing
it. It's going to. They're coming. Dude, they have
But they have 60 days. What
the
fuck?
They will.
They're going to demo it as you're like going to like pick it up. And if it like doesn't work well because their software shit, like,
when it comes, let me ask you a question. When it comes to purchasing something like this, what are like the most... Like, what are the greatest buys to get from a consumer? What do you want the consumer to do on any given day before they buy your stuff? You like impulse buys, right? Aren't impulse buys, like, huge?
I would disagree. I would rather have my product be the best freaking thing out there.
Yeah, and that's why the iPad sold, because it was the first tablet, but also was one of the smoothest transitions for people.
It is. Right.
Is this thing going to be as smooth?
But impulse buys are important, right? I mean, people go in.
Well,
and
they
like,
yeah.
When I bought my PS3, it was an impulse buy. I'm like, I'm buying it today. When I bought my TV,
your
I was like, I just want a TV
made
today.
Up going into the thing. The people that are going to buy, like, if you're set that you're not going to buy a Wii U, playing with the tablet, you're still not going to buy.
If they show me a bunch of great games, I'll get one. But like, I just haven't.
You're
going
to get one down the road. But I'm saying though, if you walk in right now to a demo, you're going to pick apart everything because you're looking to.
Oh my God.
That's the way we are as people.
It's got to impress me. If it doesn't impress me, I'm not going to get it.
All right,
exactly.
So here's a question.
So even though we already know it's not going to be the top-of-the-line tablet, because that's not what it's supposed to be.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a jack of no trades. It's not.
That's what I've been trying to say this
anything.
Whole podcast and last podcast. It doesn't know what it's trying to be, period.
It's trying to innovate the way you play games.
Exactly.
And how you see things.
I agree.
But I think it's doing something crappy. Nobody's here has talked about the new Kinect holodeck. Have you heard about this?
No.
No, what is that?
They
the hollow dick?
Not hollow dick.
Oh.
You wish. from Star Trek, you remember the holodeck that everybody went to? And you actually went in and it changed the room you were in?
Yes.
Kinect has the capabilities. They've already patented the idea of...
Yeah, it'll come with...
Oh, Kinect. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on
come
TikTok.
With the Durango.
Yeah, they want that to be part of that.
Agreement. Right.
So instead, you know how...
And that's where
has,
they're going... And this is
it's
where
like
Nintendo's coming.
Wait, they're going to actually take your room and change it?
Absolutely.
That's virtual
insane. With a projector.
So match.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's where technology is going.
So if you want to make your virtual
tablet.
Man cave, it can be your virtual man cave.
But that also makes me feel sad.
Like you're playing a game, you literally have to turn around to see if there's a zombie on your freaking wall.
And then what are you going to do?
You turn around and shoot it.
But we're talking about holograms then, right?
I don't know how, but I think it's just a projector.
Nintendo already came up with this called the Virtual Boy. Bam!
it gave kids seizures because you can only
glove.
See in red. Bam.
Nintendo glove.
I don't know, guys. I mean, honestly, like, yes, the tablet will not be the most crackerjack tablet. It's meant to
Where's
be.
Where's Dr. Mario?
Right?
Oh, come on now.
He's right.
Dr. Mario's
amazing. Dr. Mario is very good, but I mean, come on.
It hasn't been one. There hasn't been one
scrippies.
Actually.
Because no one's selling Tetris for $60. That's why. Right? I mean,
Puzzle Fighter was huge.
But how much was that?
Huh?
How much was Puzzle Fighter?
It came with friggin' one of the Street Fighters. Yeah, it was bundled.
Okay. Puzzle Fighter?
I don't see why the new Dr. Mario couldn't be bundled with Super Mario
U. I think we're grasping at straws.
Not really. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they have taken no steps.
It's nostalgia.
It's nostalgia.
They haven't picked up an obscure title.
The people that are pre-ordering this are just people that, like, you know, just...
Are just people. They're buying it. But it's going to be successful right in the beginning, at least.
In the beginning. And then after that, it's...
We'll see.
I think they'll probably come out with some great.
So do you guys honestly all think there'll be a price cut the first year?
Yes, I do. I think there'll be sales. I don't think there'll be a permanent price cut, but I think that they will dip their price down to get people to buy it.
With whenever you buy a new thing, you have to have a technology that is new and fresh. You know what I mean?
I think that's pretty new
and
fresh.
And I don't think that... No, everybody already has a freaking tablet.
Okay.
Well, you're rare.
Do you have a tablet?
You have a smartphone. To me, a smartphone is a smaller version of that.
What tablet you got?
No, I have a laptop. I don't need a
freaking tablet.
So you don't have a tablet.
Right. I'm not going to go out.
But he's got a smartphone.
But that's the thing. If I'm going to spend
$300. I have a smartphone. It's a smaller version of a tablet.
Stop it. There's only, out of four of us, there are only one person who has a tablet in this entire room.
But that's what I'm saying.
Who is that person?
If I'm going to go out and buy a tablet, I'm not going to go out and buy that. I'm not going
to
go out and buy
Wii U. But I'm not looking for it
to be that. But that's what they're saying.
Really that's their staple for it, is that controller. The whole thing revolves around that controller.
Right. Yes, but it's a controller. It's a tablet controller. I don't think they're trying to say, let this be your in-house tablet. They're saying it acts like a tablet because you're used to tablets
now. That's what they're that's what they're marketing after.
No, well,
if they weren't, they wouldn't have shown like all the Nintendo TV service.
If you want a high-powered tablet, you get an iPad. You get something high-powered.
That's like saying, hey, the Wii's got all these cool motion controllers. Man, I just wish they would stop showing me the motion.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it then that there are smart TVs that like have touch screens now? I got a phone. I can touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I touch my TV? I touch my phone. You know what I mean? Nintendo's saying the way of the future is you interact with a screen in your hand and you move things. That's what they're trying to say. They're not saying let us be your iPad. They're saying you have an iPad, so you're used to having something in your hand, looking at it, and moving things. Our new controller now is the first ever that will allow you to move things in front of you. They're not trying to be your Asus tablet or your iPad. They're just saying this is how you interact with things now. Your phone is a touch screen. You touch that. Your new controller now for your new Nintendo is the same thing.
That's all it is.
But you have the look in your face like you've seen the light.
No, I have
like
look
you
of
just
disgust.
Heard a little bit of truth.
I still have a look of disgust on my face.
The smart glasses.
I guarantee
you.
Disgust in your orgasm face you know what, the same.
You know what will be even so more disgusting?
Oh.
You will be even more disgusted that if this Wii U thing takes off, that you see Nintendo and Sony and Xbox come out with PS4 and 720 with controllers with screens on them.
Oh, I would be disgusted because
you
that's
will be
not,
disgusted.
That's not where that needs to go.
Yeah.
But if it's successful, you're going why is there a move? A Sony move.
Why is there Kinect?
I don't know.
Why is there Kinect?
Kinect I get.
You know
Kinect
why? Because those fuckers looked at Nintendo and went, shit, these guys took all the money. They're like, these fuckers have SD graphics with a waggle fucking plastic thing, and they took all our money.
Well,
and
I don't
then
think
two,
they...
3 years later, they go, look at the move, and look at Kinect.
That
Nintendo
was...
made them move.
I disagree with that.
But Xbox made just as much with their software sales.
I think Sony did the same, did try
but
to
you
copy
can't
it.
Deny that Nintendo set a trend.
Sure. It set a trend of, but the Kinect was not following. I believe Kinect it was
motion.
Its own thing. It was motion, but it made.
I think they went into it with like their future of it. They wanted it to be more of like an entertainment type thing.
But
wanted you to be able to talk to it, but
that seed was planted by Nintendo.
Exactly. Einstein said that we stand on the shoulders
probably,
of giants.
They probably planted that seed with the. Fucking power glove back
yeah,
in
because
the day.
They play, no, Nintendo just perfected it because Sony had it when it was the freaking iToy.
I'm going to put it down that I don't think that Nintendo's trying to be your new tablet. I think they're recognizing that people like touch screens and they're trying to see if they have success. It's a risk. Success in making a controller that has a touchscreen.
Bottom
That's
line,
they're going to
sell units.
They're going to sell units.
And
I'm not denying
business,
they're not going to.
Why not sell units? Because it's all about business. It's all about making the money. No
but after, but after
money,
the nostalgia
money,
of that,
yeah, yeah.
And they don't have, and it's, you know.
Then they'll price drop it, and
they'll
then they'll come out with some new quirky things.
Where the money is right
it,
now
and
is software sales. And that's why they increased the price in the actual
not
games
for Nintendo.
$60.
Nintendo makes money off every console.
You think they're making money on this console?
Yes. It only took I believe I read the report.
And added a tablet to it.
The report was 170 something.
And they only got 8 gigs of memory.
Nintendo's a smart company, right? Because they keep their costs down and they make sure they make a profit.
They want to make profit on their hardware. They don't make a lot of profit on their software.
You can't even dual touch on the thing.
Because nobody
buys
their software.
But you know what though? But let's be fair. The Wii U, the Super Mario Galaxies and stuff, some of the highest rated games on Metacritic. Like even the game journalists, who I think half of them are wonky, they all can agree, wow, this game was the
they
shit.
They all sell 20 million copies.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
See, you know what's
but
funny?
But it's Mario. You expect it to be amazing. You expect it to be
But
good.
That makes them money. That's what they are.
No, but that to me is even more impressive. The fact that everyone expects this game to be awesome and it exceeds everyone's expectations every time. That's more impressive than a game like Sleeping Dogs, who no one really thinks comes out and could steal the whole show. Because it has no expectations for it.
I also think, too, I mean, you know, Mario Kart is always a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Quest is the jammy jam. That P1000 game, Platinum, looks like they're about to bring it. Bayonetta, I like the first one. I mean, right there is 5 or 6 games that really just sound good. You know, mm-hmm. you know they're coming. Smash Brothers, that's coming.
Yeah, but Zelda, I also know a ton of other games that I know are coming that I already have the consoles for.
Right. So it depends on your personal preference.
I know my Naughty Dogs that are coming. I know the BioShock Infinite's coming. I know the Assassin's Creed.
Well, Zach, you're happy with the consoles you have. Some people want Nintendo.
I guess. But my thing is the prices have come down on the current consoles that are going to have a majority of the games that
yes.
Nintendo's going to have at launch. So why the fuck would they pay $350?
Because it's new and it's a shiny turd.
But also think about the price. For the short version, if you just want to pick up one game, not Nintendo Land, and the tablet and the thing, it's $300. That is console-wise lately, but that's a great price.
Right, but they haven't shown any of the real media functions. They haven't shown, like, it's not going to play Blu-ray.
Which is why I'm saying
that you know what you're getting when you pay $250 for a PS3. You're getting, it plays Blu-rays, does Netflix, does Hulu Plus, right. does everything I want to
yes,
do.
Yes, but at the same time, there also is the brand recognition. You got a PlayStation 3. Actually, you didn't get a PlayStation 3 at the beginning because it was too damn expensive.
Yeah,
that's
right.
what people did. But, you know, PlayStation makes
good
stuff.
But I think their brand recognition now is basically, hey, we have a fucking amazing lineup of games, and mm-hmm. you get fucking free games with a service, and we have all these media features. It's the center of your entertainment. Here you go. That's what they've kind of strived to be. They had a really rough
I don't think they
road.
Can, they can keep that up forever either because free games, unless
it's only ones like maybe made by Sony or something like that. Maybe
right.
It's
well, unless it's like Nelly says where it actually drives people to buy the games
right,
first day.
Yeah.
But,
dude, honestly, you know Gearbox is hoping to God that people who are playing Borderlands 1 for free right now are picking up Borderlands 2. And from all the sounds of it, to go off on another tangent, sounds like people are just
and it's funny, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
I'll get the pre-order numbers for Borderlands 2.
Epic Games, right? So their next game, Fortnite, is a PC exclusive. So it's not going to be on any console.
Right.
And they're always about whatever is going to be the most profitable. And at the time when they made Gears, Xbox was the most profitable.
Mm-hmm.
If Nintendo's supposed to be the new Jammy Jam, how come they're not making something that's targeted? Because Fortnite has a nice kind of cartoonish look
to
it.
Yeah, I don't like Nelly said, it's not supposed to be the next Jammy Jam. It's they just want to sell a billion copies
right.
because it's new and fresh and it's a cool new toy that people are going to forget about in a year and a half, just like they did. Yeah.
Well, you know, that is the real concern.
And that's what I'm saying.
I mean, because
it doesn't have longevity.
In 2 years.
It doesn't have longevity.
For us.
What, you can't say that the Wii didn't have longevity.
Well, it did.
They just had more people to sell it
to.
But
less people used it.
At the same time, though, here's the thing, right? Nintendo is based off the cartoony kind of graphics,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I mean, you can have your PS4, your Xbox 720
right.
that has photorealistic graphics, but, I know I'm outnumbered in this room, but every once in a while, I kind of just want to play the cartoony game.
Yeah, that's what the indie games are for.
As long as it's in HD,
yeah, and
it's all right.
Yeah, and I'll play Rayman Origins. That's on PS3.
Okay.
I'll play Ratchet & Clank. I'll play Jak and Dexter. I'll play... There's tons of shit. Right.
I understand that, but people like Mario. He's iconic. People like Zelda because Link is iconic. People like Donkey Kong because Donkey Kong is iconic.
You guys love Zelda, but you guys call it Darksiders. So
it's true.
I love Zelda, but
it's
Zelda has not progressed in a way that makes me want to go back.
I mean, just understand that there are a lot of people who
want to stay. Give me a Naughty Dog Zelda.
Yeah,
give me
that one they showed a year ago.
So who's in on Borderlands 2?
I'm raising my hand.
Good.
Borderlands 2's pre-ordered about 1 million so far. Holds. That's for every.
Woo!
That's
hot.
That's nice.
That's
PS3,
hot.
Xbox,
a million pre-order? A million pre-order? That's crazy.
Well, I think it was such a shock that it came across. Like, it's when you watch it, it's not awesome.
What's that, Borderlands?
Borderlands. But it was just so much fun to play because it was just so
great.
It wasn't full of itself. At all, it was just hey.
It took itself as
fun,
like hey,
and,
have fun. This yeah. game's about having
I'm just
fun.
Stoked that I have
do?
Someone to play with.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna stay up late.
By the
lot.
Way, globally, Sleeping Dogs outselling Darksiders 2.
Really? Yeah, it's getting better rankings too, which yeah. really.
Or Sleeping Dogs was
with.
An insane game. I mean, just so well done.
It was, but I thought Darksiders had like a lot of.
Yeah.
Darksiders is one of those games that's very close to your heart.
I love Darksiders.
Not just that, it's just there's a lot of content there. Like it's.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
It's
and
first,
going
yeah,
and going.
It just keeps going. Like Steven Dogs, once it's over, it's over.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, I'm sure they'll have some little side. Missions
yeah, but I'm saying like there's no
and...
like I've probably got I think 20.
And honestly,
25 hours in Steven Dogs, and I've done every mission. I've done
honestly,
every mission
I it's being shipped to me now. Through Gamefly, and I'm like, yay, whatever.
What's this?
Sleeping Dogs. Yeah.
Well, you've kind of watched us all play enough.
Well, that now. And yeah, and I just got my PS3 with all the Uncharted's and LA Noir, and
also
like, I got
Madden,
a lot of
Madden
games
13
to...
selling like hotcakes.
How many did what did Sleeping Dogs do like in like global?
Hey, can you
total?
Look up how much
this past week for the first?
I want just like so far since release.
Well, they break it up.
Yeah. Just give me the total.
Can that's you look up
keep
how
talking,
much?
I'm gonna, okay.
Can you also look up real quick how much hotcakes are selling? Or what they're selling like?
I want some hotcakes.
Not as good as you think. Yeah. They're not selling like hotcakes. It's weird.
Sleeping Dogs for 360 has sold about 350,000.
Sleeping Dogs for what?
360.
That's not a lot at all.
We've been out for like 2 weeks.
Well, still.
A game that wasn't supposed to do anything.
Sleeping Dogs has been out for like a month now.
And for PS3, it sold about 300,000 as well.
Sure, up to three quarters of a million.
650.
That's actually, wow.
So I mean, it's pretty decent.
It's pretty decent for like a new IP.
Yeah.
But for when you consider that there are a million pre-orders for Borderlands 2.
Right.
Right, but like that game came out at a time when Madden was out and a bunch of other shit was out. Right. So like it had a lot, decent competition.
But it just goes to show like what a sequel can do.
Well,
a solid new IP, and they also did
the downloadable content perfectly. They were just nice, big.
They're about
full
to mess that up, though. I'm
Madden
sure.
Yeah, I heard Season Pass.
I think they're going to mess it up.
I heard Season
Wait,
Pass.
Wait, were you talking about Sleeping Dogs or Darksiders?
No,
Borderlands. Borderlands.
Oh, Borderlands. Yeah. They're pretty much full.
Season Pass equals I'm not interested.
Well, here's the thing. If they do it just as well,
they say
as,
they're going to carry on that staple. Like, right. The game. I read an early review is up actually from.
Well, I'm sure it's
IGN,
so easy for them
it.
To.
They love it, and they said that roughly it's around 30 hours. Like for all that's on the disc, about 30 hours. They may not include every single little side quest, but for the most part, majority of the side quests and stuff is around 30.
By the way, the most surprising sales to me out of everything in the top 10 for U.S. top sales at number 6 is Madden for the Vita.
Really?
Wow. 30,000 copies.
Really?
Or actually, let me see, 25,000. That's just shocking to me.
I didn't know that many people had Vita.
Yeah, I know.
That liked football, yeah.
The Vita's in trouble a little bit.
Well, I mean,
Sony's
kind of
in trouble.
Even when they announced it, we were like, yeah, this is not
going
to
work. Dude, people are just like, when are my games coming out for the Vita? They're like, there's nothing going on.
Dude, I don't know why they should have just
dropped it
and saved all that money they dumped into it just to
make a PS4.
PS4 or just continued it with PSN.
Instead of doing that, they should have did either a tablet or a phone.
Yeah.
You know, like.
A tablet could have been smart.
All right, so bottom line.
Controller.
The Wii U.
For your PS3.
Not for me. But hey, if you like the old school Nintendo and you want to try it in a fresh new way, rock on. I just don't think it's worth its value.
It doesn't seem fresh to me when they're rebranding Super Mario U that's on the 3DS.
Yeah,
so.
It doesn't seem fresh
to me. The Wii U, I will not buy it at a $500 price point. That's what I'd have to spend to get everything I want.
Right.
Why? You know, 300 and plus what?
350 plus a couple plus games plus
Wiimote,
some headphones.
I mean, Pro Controller.
It'll be 500. First price drop plus other games maybe coming out, I might consider it the line a year.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not going to buy it, obviously, first day. I probably won't buy it, to be honest.
I mean, you know... I might not buy it.
Because I always said...
It's not a day one
purchase,
because
we were even talking
like
about,
not...
too... Remember, I remember way back, we were like, $100 Wii, I might buy that. And Wii still aren't even $100 yet.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sure the pre-owns are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't buy my
pre-own
shit pre-owned,
for $80.
Son. I need that shit brand new.
Blingy bling.
Bling blow.
So, it'll be interesting to see at least where the Wii U goes.
So,
because it's unknowns.
Think price cuts, first price cut.
$279 for the core... It'll be $279 for the first price cut.
$20 off?
Yep. It'll be $279, but it's going to be packaged with the game.
When is that happening?
That will be a couple months after their launch window.
Tax time.
I think.
So E3 then?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I think E3.
Announced at E3?
Yeah. They're announced at a price drop, and it's going to be packaged with like either a Nintendo game, Mario, or something like that. And then the new hardcore one will go down to... $299 or $329, and it will be packaged with an actual good game, not from
that
Nintendo.
That's Papadamas right there.
Papadamas.
Okay, Papadamas.
What do you guys?
He's dropping some bombs for you. I agree. I'd like to see it drop a little bit more than that. I'd like to see a $249
because they're gonna have to have something to get.
They
people
won't drop it to
$249.
I
no
without a game, sure.
Huh?
Without a game, sure. I mean, once their sales drop off to where I don't know, not
it costs almost close to 200 just to make the system.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So
right, so
it's going to be a couple years before they drop it to that level. I think like I said, I think $279 for the core, and then $329 for the hardcore one, and I think it's going to be packaged with like either a Mario Kart. Or a
probably Super Mario U.
I still just think
Super Mario U or some other game, maybe Wonderful 101 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the first bundle plus the drop because
not see a drop this year or next year.
We'll see.
I could see them doing the bundle for the same price. Like, oh, we're gonna throw in, you know, now
that to me equates to a price drop. Not really.
I foresee Papa Domus foresees for the first couple months.
You should see his face when he does this. He's so fucking serious.
We need to get him a turban.
I know. Papa Domus foresees software issues in the first launch window cycle. I see problems with the streaming services.
And
I see
boredom problems with the network.
Nintendo network. And I see,
oh, yeah, definitely problems with the network.
Yep. And I see confusion on the whole DLC point thing that they're doing. I have a confusion on that, and I foresee a lot of people getting angry with trying to transfer their data over from the Wii to the Wii.
Do you foresee Angry Birds on the tablet?
Yeah, seriously, that's a big question.
No, but I foresee a made game that's downloadable from their store that will be Nintendo license based, like as in character, that will be like a flick type swipe game. I foresee that.
Like a Fruit Ninja?
Possibly at launch when the first thing.
No, you know what
you
I can see?
You can download from their store digitally.
I can see
us wrapping the show up.
Papadamas.
I foresee us being done.
Never-ending.
I foresee
never-ending
I foresee
debate.
Papa's flip it's game he's talking about to be Super Monkey day. Ball. And you're flipping the monkeys. You're flipping the monkeys or the balls.
I
foresee that, and you're running into trees that you have bananas.
Papadamas.
Zach Hammer getting the clap at some point before E3.
That already happened. I'm sorry.
Does it still burn?
Yeah.
I foresee Maddie Treats and Nelly sharing a moment at PAX East,
where we walk in an uncomfortable time.
I swear to God, we were only stretching.
Why the hell are you guys wearing diapers?
Are they prank Papa? Like, hey, we'll meet you there, and they all just take a taxi, go start
we're
drinking.
We're totally pranking Papa.
All right, guys.
I foresee R. Kelly peeing on another girl.
Why is R. Kelly
Why
the man
to
you?
Why is R. Kelly even in this podcast?
Not a Wii U.
Because it's the remix, because
he's going to buy the Wii U.
Does he pee on a Wii U and it makes it the gold version like
gonna,
the Zelda? He's
going
to
Wii on you.
Hey,
you
how do you think
dude.
Resident Evil 5 gold came about?
R. Kelly peed on it. It was automatically DLC.
It's really late at night. We should go to bed.
All right. Thanks for listening to Gamers Riot Podcast. You can check us out on the website. It is gamersriot.com.
We should do this at
you
the
can download this podcast via iTunes, Zoom Marketplace.
Zoom Marketplace.
Any kind of questions or if you want to, like, you disagree with anything we say, please get on the Twitter feed at GR Podcast is the Twitter name. I'm Papa Damas. Sweet Matty Treats, Zach Hammer, Nelly.
Please call me Sweet.
Everybody, have a good night. We'll hope to see you in another week, and we'll talk about Borderlands 2.
We're going to talk about my Madden games.
No, we're not.
Come on, I don't like Madden, guys.
Peace out, everybody.
Later, guys.
Madden, anyone?
I'm going to talk about this Wii U with you guys for a minute. I'm just going to turn my game off real quick. And check. This is how I'm going to talk when I talk. Can someone else talk?
You okay? Talking.
Hey,
talking. My mustache is getting, like, tickled.
DJ Icrone. Seriously. Mm. Fuck this for real.
That bottle has been here for a month.
See, I always thought Cheeks was just a giant alcoholic. Little did I know he just leaves his bottle of alcohol. So whenever someone comes in.